This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper.
And you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? Them some thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
I just saw 5 minutes ago, Bosa is going to play today.
Nice.
At least he is active, so he is going to give it a whirl.
Let's go. So, what do you think about that, Buck? Your boys are going to win.
I mean, maybe, but not in the long run. I just wanted to hear Buck talk.
I mean, maybe in the long run.
Hey, cool to see Greenlaw back, though.
Yeah.
Agreed on that.
We'll
dude, that was a big deal. I mean, for as close as that Super Bowl was, and I know it wasn't the defense fault, but losing a guy like Dre Greenlaw, that was a big deal. People forget how good he was, and that's one of the reasons the Niners defense isn't what it used to be. Some of those missing pieces, we give too much attention in the NFL to marquee players. We do it on offense, but certainly we do it on defense. Like, everyone loves sacks, right? But sacks is the most over. We did a whole thing on Gastineau yesterday, bitching and moaning about the sack record. There is no more meaningless stat in football than sacks. If you talk to anyone that actually pays attention to the details of the NFL and what builds winners, they will tell you there is no more worthless stat. Like, if you end up with 19 sacks, but, you know, seven of those come against the worst team in the league for that you played for two games, or they all come in the first quarter. It doesn't matter. Like, pressures and havoc rate are a much. I'd rather have a guy that leads the league in pressures than a guy that leads the league in sacks. Sacks is just it's.
You don't have to get to him. You just got to warm him up.
Exactly. But we love to look at a guy that has like 16 sacks and we're like, oh my God, that guy's dominant. And a lot of times he's not. He's a liability in the run game. Or he like a lot of with mobile quarterbacks, you can't go all rogue and just try to go get sacks. A lot of guys, when you play them now, you have to rush the quarterback in the confines of a scheme and squeeze the pocket. So I just think we make too much of that. And I'm not saying Nick Bosa is not a great player. Don't get me wrong. Nick Bosa, when healthy, is effective as anyone in the league. But when you look at a defense, Nick Bosa can't make a defense good. Micah Parsons can't make a defense good. They can close out games. They can wreak havoc.
But you need your collective parts.
Yes, and when you start to lose, when you look at those Niners defenses that were really good, when you look at the totality of those, it wasn't just Bosa. They had D linemen across the board. You had, you know, the two Oregon guys, you know, you had Armstead and you had Buckner.
I mean, I think that Legion of Boom that way, the Seahawks defense. Yes. I mean, it wasn't just that there were stars like Sherman and Michael Bennett. They were deep. There were lots of guys who could really play.
Yeah. And then you had guys that could then fit certain roles. Like, Michael Bennett was such a criminally underrated part of that. Go back and watch their Super Bowl. By the way, both of those Super Bowls, Michael Bennett could not be blocked in either one of those. And so I think, you know, as much as we love those hype guys, the Miles Garretts and the Crosbys and the Watts and all that, it really doesn't matter unless in today's game, it's the same thing with offensive line. We used to love to pay left tackles and say, hey, pay that guy whatever you want. And more teams are figuring out you can't pay a left tackle $26 million and then not have a good line. You're better off spreading it out like what the Lions are doing and putting together an elite line across the board.
I know you're talking NFL, but didn't you just describe Oregon?
Yeah.
I mean, they kind of are like that on defense.
Yes, they filled it in.
They just have a lot. There's not one. I guess Birch or,
in Uyunglele, I think eventually may get there, but there are
Really, the strength of that defense is how many guys.
It's the depth.
Yeah, they have rotated through that play fewer snaps on the defensive line.
This year, when you look at NFL draft stuff, and again, some of those guys aren't coming out, and we'll see what happens years down the road, or a year down the road. There is not a top five player on Oregon's defense at any position, and there is not a first-round pick. Like, Harmon could get there, maybe, but I don't think so because it's a deep defensive tackle draft. There is not a first-round pick on this defense, and yet this defense has been lights out. And, you know, like I said, sometimes you don't need just one guy to actually wreck shop. I would love to have him. I'd love to have that one guy that just is like, hey, no one can block him. I mean, when they played Auburn in the national title game, the difference in that game was Nick Fairley. Like, you couldn't block him. He just was like, oh my God, like this is, Ndamukong Suh in college, when Aaron Donald, these guys were just stupid good. But if you asked me, I would much rather have a collection of talent. And the same goes true in the NFL, but that doesn't sell tickets and it doesn't get people hyped. And we love to 21 sacks and defensive player of the year stuff. Micah Parsons is a great example of this. That dude is an absolute menace. And the Cowboys defense every year is...
they're not any good.
No.
They should be, but they're not. All right, I got some numbers coming up next.
I love numbers.
4:15 on the Fan. All right, coming up on In the News, mystery lights in Oregon.
No, they're everywhere, man. The aliens are here.
Or the Iranians.
Yeah. Was it the Syrians? We got a ship. Oh, that was off the East Coast.
Yeah, New Jersey's Have you been following that?
Did you see the senator?
What senator?
There was a senator that was on one of the...
I try not to listen to senators.
Oh, my God. Well, you know, the there was the lights.
Yeah. Well, dude, there's like drones all over the place in New Jersey.
There was a drone.
It's a whole thing.
And I think that's what it was. And one of them went on there. He was like a U.S. senator. And it was on Newsmax or OAN, one of those. And he goes, well, my sources say that it was like an Iranian or a Syrian, like some sort of like warship, right?
Yeah, it was Iran.
Yeah. And the host goes, are you telling me that that your sources say it's a warship? And he goes, well, they say it could be, but could be lots of things. Like, it is the greatest hedge that I've ever seen in the history of news. Like, they were all excited. They're like, oh my God, is this breaking news? And then immediately it was like, well, could be lots of things. My source is confident that it's something.
Can't prove they're not warships.
Exactly. That's where we went down. Like, I can't prove that it's not an Iranian warship, but could be a lot of different things.
I found it very unsatisfying that they came out and said, and this was from the White House, they said that a lot of the drones, so if you haven't been following, New Jersey has had like, just drones galore.
Yeah,
if you've seen the videos, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
And nobody really knows why or where they're coming from except for this senator who claims that it's possibly from an Iranian...
possibly.
What do you call it? Like a...
like a warship or warship. Something out there.
Yeah. We think!
Well, they're now saying that many of them are actually manned aircraft. They're giant drones. That is not that satisfying. Like, what does that mean?
One of the photos close up of it, it just looks like an airplane. It looks like a big flying, like what you would see, like the Predator drones.
How about explain them? What are they?
No.
Here's the situation.
But they're like, we have no evidence that they're a harm to the public, but that's all we're going to say.
We have no evidence that they're not.
Yeah, exactly. It's like,
look, the aliens are here and we're all screwed.
So unsatisfying.
All right.
I was looking at your NBA Cup numbers because we have to get into hot NBA Cup talk now. I
can't wait.
1.16 million viewers on ESPN.
Yeah.
Is that real?
It's not good.
You're a loser.
It's not good, Bob.
Dude, that is so bad.
It's really bad.
That is so bad.
Yeah. Well, I mean, last year they weren't good, and they spent all that money, and their defense was, well, it's we're just like getting the word out, and this next year, the coming year, it'll take off. Wrong.
God.
It's bad. Well, the NBA
Is the NBA in crisis?
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to stop short of crisis because twofold. One, they still do better ratings than Major League Baseball and the NHL. So they're in crisis compared to where they used to be, but also they just got the TV networks to give them just an absurdly stupid TV deal where they're just rolling in cash. So do they have a problem? Yes. And that numbers are down across the board. They continue to be down. They're down historic lows. I mean, this is not good. And when this regime kind of moves out the Steph Currys and LeBrons, there's no one coming up behind them. But relatively speaking, compared to sports not named football, college and the NFL, they still do really well, and the TV network still gave them a butt ton of cash. So take it for what it's worth. But 30%, when your numbers last year were crap and you're down 30% on ESPN, and I think on TNT they're down a little bit or flat, when that's like you're like, well, we're kind of holding steady on TNT, and by the way, we're getting rid of our TNT games.
I'll say they're in pre-crisis.
It's not good. If you're the NBA, much like Major League Baseball over the last couple of years, you better take a long, hard look at your product and realize that people aren't buying it. At least baseball addressed it.
I've always kind of thought Adam Silver was good, but I don't know. I don't know if he is. Maybe they need a new commish.
Yeah.
Maybe well, LeBron.
But that's the thing is we all crap on the baseball commissioner, who's a total ass, but at least he's trying stuff.
But I've always thought he was all right. And I've always thought Silver was all right.
Yeah.
In baseball, they did make changes. NBA, they haven't.
Yeah. Well, you just have, and this goes on, I mean, they've been talking about this for years, but whether you want to talk about the players not caring, whether you want to talk about the style of play.
How about the players not playing?
Yeah, whether you want to talk about some of the political messaging. I just think you've got, and we're always trying to point to one thing, right? And it's not one thing. The fact of the matter is you've got about 12 different things that have been going on for the last decade plus. And it's just slowly chipped away, and I honestly don't know how you get that thing back.
Well, it's just all three-pointers now. Another problem.
Yeah, well, that's one of them. Some of these teams are shooting 50 to 60 a game. Yeah. And when you get rid of Steph, when you get little LeBron, KD, all these guys, the next wave of guys, it was supposed to be Devin Booker and Anthony Edwards and SGA, Wemby.
Luka.
But when I ask you, and this is just a universal question, how many guys are really must, like if they came to your town, that you would be like, no, I am going no matter what? I'm not certain that those guys really exist right now in the NBA. And by the way, there's no guarantee that when you show up that that guy's going to be playing.
Yeah, you're not really going out of your way for anyone. I think for me, maybe the athleticism of Edwards would get me there, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Wemby?
It's not like the olden days.
No, it's not. I mean, in the olden days when the Lakers came to Portland, when I was growing up, that was our big one. And like everyone else, we wanted to go see the Lakers. And when you went to see that game, you were going to get Kareem, Magic, Worthy, Drexler, Porter. And now, this guy says, my buddy took his son to see Steph Curry twice and he was on the bench in street clothes. That's a real thing. Someone's saying, you think the TV networks are sitting around right now being like, how many billions did we give those guys?
Yes.
Yep.
I do.
They're like, crap.
I think they have to shorten the schedule so that the games mean more and people don't get bored. But all the purists don't want that. The owners definitely don't want that because then they lose their games.
That's too much money. They're just not going to do that. Yep. I mean, there's a lot of easy ways to fix the league, but are they willing to do it?
Are there a lot of easy ways to fix the league?
Yeah, I think rules changes to help defense. I think
there are ways. I don't know if they're easy.
Guaranteed contracts going away and shortening the schedule. I think those three things right there. But they're not going to do any of those.
And this is where I'll give the NFL a ton of credit. Despite all the criticism that we can talk about the wussifying of football, the NFL has been the one league that does not give a damn. They are like, dude, this is a TV product, and everything we're going to do is going to be to try to improve the TV product. And they will change something on a moment's notice. They don't give a damn. And Major League Baseball, to an extent, over the last handful of years. Now, some of the stuff has been ridiculous, but Major League Baseball looked at this and said, we have an issue. right? Games are too long, and younger players aren't being engaged, and we have to do something about this. And they try, and I'm not necessarily certain that the NBA does. And it just, I don't know. It just, it to me, it's not, I'm not going to say I've ever been the biggest NBA fan, and I don't think you have either. And I know, like, Dirt talks about this, because, like, two of the shows on the station, like, Sprague's a diehard NBA guy, Danny's a diehard NBA guy. Dirt is not, Dusty is not. And then here, there's no diehard NBA guy. But I think it's interesting that even the diehards, not Danny, but even Sprague's is like, ah.
Yeah, it sucks. How could you even like this?
I don't watch that much. Someone else is saying local TV ratings across the board are down you know, close to 20%.
No, half the teams can't even find a place to put their games.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
And yet TV gave them how many billion?
Well, but I think the NBA, unlike MLB and NFL, I think they're in their own little bubble.
Yeah.
I feel like they have a really good, solid, insular group that loves basketball no matter what, and they're junkies. And I think they need to get out of that. That's why I think they need somebody.
Trusted eyes.
Yeah, somebody who's thinking a little more globally. Yeah. Not globally, because they do think globally, you know, China and everything. Yeah. I'm just saying, I just feel like the NBA, you know, in their bubble, everything's great.
Yeah.
And they all love it, but it's a very small.
Yeah.
It's just it's the smallest of all the groups in pro sports.
And I do think that one of the problems, and I don't think this should be, but the reality of it is, much like the WNBA is finding out that the white girl from Middle America that people love, and they're going to, by the way, they're going to totally screw that up. One of the problems that I think does exist with the NBA is a lot of the young and up and coming players are not American born. And I think it is hard for a lot of people to get behind foreign players. I just, as much like...
People's hair aren't on fire for Zachary Risache.
Yeah, Jokic is as good a player as I've seen come along in 30 years. Dude, that guy is an all-timer. I think even in Denver, I think they're like, oh, that's our guy. But at the same time, they're like, maybe, you know, Wemby and Luka and Jan. I mean, there is some great talent, but it is not American born and bred. And I think that next wave of stars is challenging.
America,
I feel like they just need to make the game more entertaining. That's where they need to start.
Certainly,
it's just
help.
A board. There's no style of play. Everybody just chucks threes. They all look the same.
But initially, the three-pointer was exciting because it was only the guys who were skilled enough to be doing it.
Right. But like, so were the Europeans. Like, you know, I mean, they all bring something. They just have to, like you said, the NFL looks at their product as an entertainment product. Yeah. That's the way the NBA has to do it. It's not just for pure basketball junkies. That's what I'm saying. They're in their bubble. All the basketball junkies, you got them. Now you need to go grab all the other people, and you've lost them in spades. Yep. I cannot believe that number. NBA Cup, this big thing that they've been promoting, 1.1 million viewers? That is so incredibly bad.
How much money do they spend in time and effort from courts to uniforms to the ads? And it's just...
That's I don't know. I think it might be in crisis, but you're right. They got a lot of money from...
You got a lot of money, so...
TV.
Yeah.
Well, I can't get to my NCAA basketball stat here. I have hot NCAA basketball stats for you.
Oh. Rock chalk?
No. Well, actually, what are they ranked now? We lost two in a row.
Yeah.
So are we still...
God damn, what do you think?
No, we're good.
Okay.
We're good. And so is Oregon. But we'll have to get to that later. We have mystery lights over our state. That's next on In the News. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season two on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season one and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season two.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is December 12, 2024. It is time now for In the News. I am your noted and humble newsman.
Clearly.
Yes, it is brought to you by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Please be seated. Thank you. Today is National Poinsettia Day.
Oh,
now,
okay.
I say poinsettia. Do you say poinsettia?
I don't. I know that both ways are correct, but the other way sounds weird to me.
Yeah, poinsettia. No one really says it that way.
When someone says poinsettia, I think it's like someone saying Barcelona. I'm like, stop it. Just do it the other
way. Well, it is spelled that way.
Yeah,
I know.
It's something what Swag would say or Victor Saragossa. But they say like the poinsettia bowl, like sometimes on ESPN, and that throws me for a loop. I'm like,
Do you have a poinsettia in the house right now?
I don't.
We do.
Yeah, they sell them at Costco now.
Yeah.
Sell them everywhere.
Well, they're everywhere.
Yeah. Aren't they poisonous?
Whoa. Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Like if you eat them?
Yeah, they got to be careful like with pets and stuff. Mm.
It is also National Ding-a-ling Day.
They're eating the pets.
Ding-a-ling. Oh, is that the my ding-a-ling, your ding-a-ling? Is that Chuck Berry that sang that? You know the song I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know that tune.
Yeah.
But I think this is referring to the...
I got you playing with your own ding-a-ling.
Yeah, I don't think it's referring to that as much as it's referring to the ding-a-ling. You know, like kind of the doofus?
But that's the... Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry to burst your bubble there.
Oh. Sorry. There's a ding-a-ling putter. I knew that.
Is there?
Yeah.
Good putter?
No, it's like a really weird... I don't know. I don't know why I know that there's a ding-a-ling putter, but if you look it up, it's a stupid, you know, it's like some old school weird design, but I was playing with an old man once and he was using it and he's like, yeah, it's my ding-a-ling putter. And I was like, that's real? I'm like, yeah, it's a real thing.
Well, because today is National Ding-a-ling Day, that is a clear sign that there is a day for literally everything.
Probably, yes.
So we've got very mysterious lights.
Yes.
In our skies.
Many pilots say they're moving at extreme speeds.
At least four commercial pilots encountered mysterious lights zipping through the skies above Oregon this past weekend.
Yeah.
One pilot flying an air ambulance reported a bright light streaking towards his life flight plane, with it suddenly reversing back toward the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Red in color, moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe how fast it was moving, the pilot told air traffic control. On Sunday, December 8th, the pilot of a United Airlines flight described unexpected lights in the sky above Eugene. He said, "We're seeing three or four targets. They're all altitudes, up and down. It's pretty crazy." The air traffic control confirmed there was no military activity in the area.
But if the military was in the area, I'm guessing that they wouldn't tell you that they're in the area because it's military.
Well, that leads me to believe that the air traffic control sometimes knows if it is military in the area because they have to, I mean, obviously they have to control the...
But if the military is up to some sort of shenanigans...
Well, but they can't... But they can't go into commercial airspace to do it. Like, that would be pretty dangerous.
I think the military can do whatever the hell they want to do.
I mean, they kind of got to inform... Like, what if there's a collision?
What if it's a top secret project, huh?
Well, they go where some...
You,
where there's
you
no...
Think,
you know,
you think
come
the
on.
The military is going to tell you about the top secret?
Well, of course not,
secret?
But they're going to go where it's... Where there's no commercial airline.
Look, it's either some jack wagons, like, playing with drones, or the little green people are here and they're watching us. But boy, it sure feels like the last couple years, dude, this is everywhere.
The life flight pilot reported one of the lights was going in circles in a corkscrew pattern. Several brief video clips taken by pilots and their crew showed lights in the night sky, although objects are difficult to see because of, the dark.
Yeah. Or the light, you know, the stars and whatnot. Sometimes when I see those photos, it just looks like another light in the sky.
Six separations of Buckley. My buddy is one of those pilots that saw the lights that the audio recordings of.
That is
the least surprising thing of all time.
I haven't talked to him about it, but the audio of him talking to the air traffic control has been making the rounds on YouTube and whatnot. He was the Horizon Air pilot that reported it.
Did he look into their dead alien eyes?
I don't know. I haven't talked to him.
Was he a little weirded out by it?
I haven't talked to him. I don't know.
But hey, why don't you talk to him?
I'll try to do that.
Can we get him on the air? Can we?
Maybe. Yeah. He probably would come on.
Are the aliens hot? Is it like the Avatar aliens? Like Spock, Kirk aliens? Or are we talking more like Independence Day aliens?
No. In all seriousness, what do we make of this? Is this just like technology and stuff?
I don't know, man.
You know?
Some of the stuff, like I've heard some people are saying, some of them can be explained away. Like, obviously the drones. Other people are saying like the Starlink satellites.
Yeah.
It's like flares off of that or the reflection.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard that out there. But some of, and I haven't seen the video of this, but some of the ones that like the naval pilots are looking at. Dude, when a naval aviator, when a guy flying like a Blue Angel is like, dude, I've never seen anything like that in my 30 years of flying. He's not a crackpot. And when he says no human plane can behave that way, you know, I don't know what to make of that other than either there's a government out there, ours or someone else's, that has some really cool S that no one knows about, or, dude, we're not alone. It sure feels like there's a lot of momentum to the whole we're not alone thing.
Well, why not drones like that are illegal and somebody's making them?
Well, and that's what I'm saying. Some of that stuff, if I saw a normal light in the sky and we didn't know what it was, I assume it's some form of drone. But some of those that are on tape are doing things that drones can't do. They're doing things that no aircraft can do.
What I'm saying is maybe they are drones that can do that. We just don't know of them yet and somebody's working on it.
Well, and that's kind of my point. That's why I said someone has some technology that we aren't familiar with.
Yeah. Like that entirely plausible to
me. Well, I know that when, you know, way back in the day when we were doing the the B-2, and then is it like the F-17, the stealth fighters and the stealth bombers, the B-2, and then I forget what the other one is, but when those were being tested for years, people thought those were aliens, and it turned out we were just working on some stuff that we didn't tell people about. So
there you go.
You know, maybe that, but it just feels like there's a lot of momentum, and it seems like a lot of the activity, and then the way the government's talking about it, and it's no longer some rube in, like, Nebraska. Like I said, man, these are, like, real respected people that are like, dude, I don't know what that thing is.
I just feel like that stands to reason, because technology has come a long way.
Sure.
And unidentified flying objects.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of good technology out there that people are working on that
could be.
That could explain why you have unidentified flying object. Like UFO used to mean aliens.
Yes.
Now it's just an unidentified flying object. Look at technology.
And
there's a lot of stuff that can fly.
And I don't think they call them UFOs anymore. They're
they do have a new acronym for them.
They have a new acronym, and because they don't want
to call them aircraft or something instead
of it's like a UAD or something.
Yeah, there's a new name.
There's a new name. I'm just waiting for the day. And why not at this point?
UAP.
UAP.
Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the day that someone comes down and does the Close Encounters thing, because why the hell not? Everything is getting so weird anyways. Just Get it over with, peel the Band-Aid back, and let's find out who built the pyramids. Let's go full Rogan on this thing.
So why would the city of Portland be in a $27 million budget shortfall?
Does seem like a lot of money.
Why would they? Why? Don't we pay them most taxes of any jurisdiction in the country?
We do give them a lot of money, yes.
Why?
I'm guessing leaders are morons than they spend.
Well, we'll tell you what they are saying about that next. This is In the News on The Fan. All right, the Hot 5 at 5 is coming up. This is In the News for December 12, 2024. You've almost made it to 2025.
Almost.
See you next year. Ah.
Well, the city of Portland is sounding the alarm on a budget shortfall of only $27 million.
Don't we have a budget, though, of like $9 billion? So is $27 million pretty good?
Money isn't real.
It's really not.
You know, I don't know what their total budget is.
Well, our fearless leader, No Toll Tina, put out the new budget for the next 2 years.
Well, that's Oregon.
That's true.
This is Portland.
Oh, that's true. I stand correct.
Two different things. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah.
Well, one's a city, one's a
city of Germany, yeah. You know.
Yeah. Germany's a great city.
Well, the state budget then is $9 billion a year.
Germany's a great city.
Let's see what the Portland city budget is.
Yeah, if I know what that is. I mean, look, they're sounding alarms, so it can't be that small. But come on, how do they, you know, how do they not have any money?
You just missed $27 million?
Well, they're saying...
I got a good idea how they miscounted that. I think when it's not your money and you get to rubber stamp checks... I want it, therefore I'm going to spend it.
The city is blaming the shortfall in the general fund on historically low property tax revenue, with less money rolling in because so many properties either are sitting vacant or have much lower property value than before the pandy.
Ah.
So we have a housing... Wait. So we have a homeless problem, but we have so many properties sitting vacant.
Yes.
Well, that's really something.
By the way, the city, you know what the city budget is for just 1 year?
I wouldn't even be able to guess.
This is from just the year, May 15th, 2024. City Council tentatively approves the budget. Just take a guess.
Oh, God. I would have no idea. I don't know. Is it in the billions?
$8.2 billion.
Yeah.
Including $732 million of discretionary general funds. Hey, listen, you sons of bitches. If you came up $27 million short and because you overspent your $8.2 billion, dude, bite me.
Well, they didn't overspend. They're blaming...
Yeah, they're blaming.
They're blaming low property tax revenue. But it's just funny that like we have this huge homeless problem, and they're saying, oh, by the way, all these houses are vacant. We're not getting our taxes. How about this? Put the homeless in there. What about that?
I have zero sympathy for when the government says that we're out of money. None whatsoever.
City economist Peter Holtzman said, when those are growing 1% like they did last year, it's really hard to make the math work out such that you can by adding anything and not cutting. The hope is that property taxes have hit the bottom and then we'll go back to the more 3-4% growth. And we can kind of move on from this low point.
And I'm assuming, too, like as people are pointing out, I'm sure the commercial properties are taking it right in the shorts, too. I mean, how many buildings?
Yeah, and that's probably what they're.
Yeah, how many buildings are just sitting empty right now?
Yeah. The city also blamed offset additional spending, such as supporting programs with expiring one-time funding, settling active labor negotiations with city workers and unions, or investing in other priorities not already approved by the city council.
So now they're going to set up property taxes for people that do have homes, set up a GoFundMe for Portland, you know.
Tax the homeless.
There you go. Tax the shopping carts, you know. It's just unbelievable because the one thing we've learned is no amount of money solves government problems. It just doesn't. No matter how much money they have, you would think that in every other aspect of life, I'm not going to say every, but most, like, if you want to buy something and you don't have the money, you're usually like, well, I don't have the money. I'm going to have to figure out another way to do it. And it feels like government's like, we want it, so we're just going to do it anyways.
Yeah, it's true. It's like, I want to buy this car or whatever. Yeah. I don't have the money. I should just get more from Odyssey. That's what the government does.
Yeah.
I will just get more from the people.
And, so Odyssey, just, and they'll just print more of it. Yeah, they will just make
just
more
give
supply.
Us Odyssey, I would like you to give me more money so I can buy this car.
Well, I remember a couple years ago at one of the presidential elections when they were fighting over the tax cuts. And, you know, they were yelling and screaming. And the amount they were talking about was, you know, whatever it was. It was like $2 billion. You know, it was, and so that seems like a lot. And then someone goes, do you know that that runs the federal government for like 3 days? You guys just spent 4 months yelling at each other over running the government for like 4 days. And then you're like, oh, yeah.
We had a whole election about the cost of eggs. And did you hear what Trump said today?
Yeah.
Might not be able to do anything about the groceries.
That is tough. It's
oh, he's already backtracking.
Hey, once prices no go way. Up, it's hard to come down.
Color me stunned.
Maybe we should tax the aliens.
I like it. Make them pay.
You flying over here with your little drones?
Yeah, it's time to pay up. And the alien, I don't know, what's the alien currency?
Also, give us all your chickens and eggs.
Yeah. Hey, eggs. I need eggs and bacon, right? Can't afford bacon. Need my bacon. Or just start taxing us all more, because that's the answer to it.
Right.
You know what? I'd like to report that I'm not paying nearly enough, so let me just double down on that.
I'd like to report that I am paying enough.
Rob, you selfish,
way too much.
You selfish son of a bee.
I don't mind paying in, but it's getting a little ridic.
does seem to be that way. And yet, still, we're 27.
How about this?
We're still 27 million short.
I don't mind paying in, but can I have a smooth street? Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. Talk to Buck.
I want a smooth street.
Buck had a smooth street, and his wife made sure that they don't have one anymore.
No, it's still smooth, and now it has speed cushions.
No, I'm not talking about speed cushions. I'm just talking about potholes. Like, where is the money going?
Well,
everything's gone to crap.
We need more of it.
You do it anymore, you're going to have problems.
27 million short. Although I still contend, if our budget's 8 billion, maybe we're doing okay with 27 million
short.
Yeah,
it doesn't. You put it that way, it's like, oh.
And yet you're calling it a crisis. Is it? Is it a crisis?
Well, they say they are sounding the alarms.
Yeah. You can't have $8 billion and then claim $27 million is a crisis. Someone do some math. What's that percentage? It's not a crisis. At the most, it's a concern. I don't even think a grave one at that.
I've got some late-breaking crime news.
Oh, I love it.
You're not going to love this.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
A 26-year-old man is facing several charges, including attempted murder following a shooting at a Gresham apartment complex over loud music.
Oh, I don't like that.
This was at 2:30 this morning. No, it was yesterday morning. Gresham police responded to the complex on Southeast Pleasant View Drive. Several reports of a shooting on the scene. Officers found a woman with a gunshot wound to the head. The woman's boyfriend stated she heard loud music come from the parking lot and left her apartment to check it out. When she found the defendant, his name is.
So,
how would you pronounce Kuian?
Kuian.
Kuian Kellum?
Kuian, yeah.
Kuian Kellum and his girlfriend outside the apartment. They were rocking out. Girls got in a fight.
Oh.
And.
So that lady is.
He shot her.
That lady is dead because.
She's not dead.
Oh.
Not dead yet.
Not dead? She got shot in the head?
Attempted murder.
Okay.
So she's not dead.
So she took one to the dome over some
Correct.
Music.
Yeah. A lot of that these days, isn't it?
Yeah. And just, boy, I'm telling, be careful when confronting people. And because the people that are going to shoot you, they're not going to listen to the don't shoot you. So just be careful out there, people. Be careful.
All right, there's your In the News for December 12, 2024, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. A lot of college football news coming up next in the Hot 5 at 5 on The Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.